Road Squad Radio.
Roll on with Road Squad. No matter where, no matter when a breakdown occurs, you're never alone. With Road Squad Connect, you have the support you need to keep you rolling along America's roadways. Remember, if you break down, we show up. This is Road Squad Radio. I'm Rob Williams. By now, you've probably heard that Schneider National Incorporated is going public. Well, here are the deets. That means details. The carrier's initial public offering of 28,947,000 shares of stock will sell at $18 to $20 a share, making that total offering worth between $520 and $580 million. The Class B common stock got the go-ahead for listing on the New York Stock Exchange and shall be known throughout the land under the symbol SNDR. At last week's Mid-America Trucking Show, the pro-trucking organization Trucking Moves America Forward celebrated its third anniversary. Only fitting, since the movement was initially announced at 2014's MATS, ATA CEO Elizabeth Barna said the group owes their success and gratitude to their supporters, from drivers and owner-operators to companies and those who provide in-kind services and in so many other ways. The organization will continue working on gathering more exposure this year at trade shows, in the news, and on the road throughout the remainder of the year. It took a jury a mere 7 minutes of deliberation to offer up a guilty verdict for 49-year-old James Dwayne Crowley. Mr. Crowley attempted to rob a Houston-area truck stop in 2015. In the process, he fired a gun, resulting in an employee getting shot. Thanks to Crowley's extensive criminal background, including an attempted murder conviction, he was sentenced to life in prison. One less knucklehead off the streets. More to come after this.
Homer Hogg here for TA and Petro. Once again, we've been voted best PM on the interstate. Our ASE certified techs will take care of your rig, and we'll take care of you. With large, well-lit parking lots, voted best showers, full-service restaurants, fast fueling lanes, and more. Voted best results based on TA Petro survey of professional truck drivers.
Search, apply, drive. Just CDLjobs.com.
So a Nova Scotia man received a letter from the Registrar of Motor Vehicles that his vanity plate had been revoked due to being socially unacceptable. You see, Lorne Grabber had his last name on his license plate. Grabber, spelled G-R-A-B-H-E-R. The agency said they received one complaint about the plate. They said it should be considered misogynistic and promoting violence toward women. Grabber said that he has many relatives with the same plates. There's all kinds of Grabbers throughout Canada. Good to know, Mr. Grabber. Good to know. Perhaps the new plate might read, "Don't Grabber." Just a thought.
Road Squad Radio.
Roll on with Road Squad. With Road Squad Connect, no matter where the breakdown occurs, you are never alone. Your vehicle is your livelihood, and Road Squad Connect will keep you rolling. Remember, if you break down, we show up. Simply call 800-824-SHOP. This has been Road Squad Radio. I'm Rob Williams.